We begin, though, with the allegations of sexual harassment, racist comments, and a hostile work environment that begin much closer to home. Yesterday, the Madera County Board of Supervisors took the unusual step of publicly censuring the county's district attorney, David Lynn. The resolution, unanimously passed by the board, also called for Lynn's resignation. For his part, Lynn denies the claims and says they're politically motivated. Our reporter Carrie Klein was there and joins us now to tell us more. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, Joe.
This was a rather unusual setting, an unusual event. What was the scene like yesterday morning?
Yeah, this was unusual. The meeting took place first thing after a long holiday weekend, which is pretty rare. But still, the room was pretty full. I'd estimate maybe 50 or 60 people there, and it was certainly tense. The audience, the county supervisors, county council, everyone was there to discuss the workplace conduct of District Attorney David Lynn.
So this broke right before the Thanksgiving holiday that they were going to call this special meeting and ask for Lynn's resignation. What exactly are the allegations, and who is making them?
So the allegations are that he has made racist and sexist remarks, engaged in racist and sexist behavior, and also abusive and threatening behavior in the workplace. And he's made these comments about coworkers, to coworkers, and at least one case about a crime victim, allegedly. They were brought to light earlier this summer when a county employee filed a formal complaint against Lynn. And then this employee actually went on a leave of absence, fearing for his safety on the job.
So what do we know about the truthfulness of these allegations? And right now, that's what we're dealing with here. There has been no criminal investigation, but has there been any sort of independent look into these claims?
Yeah, in fact, there has been. And that's one of the reasons that this meeting was called yesterday. So it turns out that after that employee filed that complaint in July, the county decided to hire an outside law firm to investigate those claims. And so they spent the next couple of months collecting evidence, conducting interviews with witnesses. So yesterday, they brought in one of the lawyers from that firm to sort of present their findings. So Kimberly Horici is an attorney with that firm. She said that she found sufficient evidence to confirm all of those claims, racist, sexist, and abusive and threatening behavior on the job. And she even read a laundry list of some of the comments that he's and behaviors that he's alleged to have engaged in here in the workplace. So here are a couple of those examples.
Referring to one female district attorney as good-looking girl rather than referring to her by her name. Smacking his lips and making a delighted sound every time a female district attorney walked past. And in one case, suggesting that a female crime victim dress more suggestively or provocatively before meeting with him. And making other inappropriate comments in regards to her case, which was sexual in nature.
And Joe, that's just the beginning of it. I mean, allegedly, he also made racial slurs, including the N-word and others. He made really inappropriate racial jokes and some really explicit and graphic sexual remarks as well.
So Lynn was there in the supervisor's chambers. That's all of this. All of this was playing out. What was his response to this whole thing?
Well, he denies all of these allegations. He did get up during the meeting itself and speak during the public comment period. He also held a press conference immediately after the meeting when he spoke with some reporters. And, you know, he said, I never said these things. He said, I'm not racist. I'm not sexist. There was this one really weird exchange, though, I have to say. One reporter asked him, the comments highlighted in this result, in this investigation, are really, really specific. Where could they have come from, if not from you, District Attorney Lynn? And Lynn started by saying, well, they could have been made up by the person who filed this claim against me, or this.
It could have come from bits and pieces of things I may have said, spliced together. But I will provide you with the transcript from the investigation. I never made those statements.
But you said this could have been pieced together from various things you did say?
I may have said the, or I may have one time said quarter. But I don't believe I ever made that statement. I absolutely know, swear on a stack of Bibles, I never made the statement they're alleging there.
So that's Lynn's response to these allegations. Again, very interesting situation here. Carrie, his denials extend even beyond that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little bit of whataboutism maybe that it seems like here, and he He's in turn levied some accusations against some supervisors on the board, and claims that in the past, I should say, he's levied these accusations, and he claims that this case being brought against him right now is in fact retaliation for that. So he's accused two of the supervisors on the county board of supervisors of corruption, having to do with campaign finance and some developer contracts.
Now, those are very serious allegations. I believe we have some tape on that, Carrie?
Yeah, that's right. Here's a brief comment from Lynn on that.
I believe that this is a political witch hunt. The two supervisors that spoke this morning are the two that are subject of political investigations by my office. One of whom, Mr. Rogers, seems to allege that I started this, and that is in fact not true.
So again, he's speaking about board member David Rogers and also another mm-hmm. member of the board there.
Right, Brett Frazier, correct.
And again, two things can be equally true, but mm-hmm. if what Lynn is claiming is true, that would be an equally, or let's not equivocate any here, but it would also be a huge bombshell if that actually played out to be true. Do we know anything about the state of this supposed investigation? He is the district attorney. Charges have not been filed at this point, as far as we know. Do we know anything about this investigation?
No, we don't know very much. In fact, you know, he brought it up in the supervisors' meeting yesterday and also in his press conference, he being Lynn, I should say. And it, you know, like, as you heard in that last quote, there's a little bit of he said, she said, you know, where and in fact, some of those county supervisors, in fact, said that at one point Lynn had told them that they were no longer under investigation. This case was closed. And so it's a little bit unclear what the status of that, of all of this is. It also appears that if there were an investigation, it probably was an internal one. But it's really not clear, actually, what those details are at this point. But I did speak with Supervisor Brett Frazier after the meeting. Here was part of his response to that.
He calls it politics as usual, and it's right. It's politics as usual for him. It is a don't look at me, look over here. Like I've stated publicly, he and I looked him right in his eye today and told him when he had come to me and said everything was, there was nothing, no findings of wrongdoing, come to my office to settle it. And then the next week we asked for his resignation. And now all of a sudden it's a big investigation, and it is completely false and inaccurate.
So the board voted unanimously to censure him and ask him to resign. Does this really change anything, though?
It doesn't really. It kind of felt like a formality. I mean, so, you know, by censuring him, they're bringing this information to light. And also one of the things they voted on yesterday was to make public the results of this investigation by the outside law firm. And so they're now, that's on the Madera County website. It's 40 pages laying out kind of the results of their interviews that they conducted with witnesses. And so that's what happened yesterday, is making all of this public. They don't have the power to actually fire him because he's an elected official. And so that's kind of a big deal. And, you know, from what they all said, they're basically hoping that all this information will just be used by the voters next year when they go to the polls and decide whether Lynn will be able to stay in office.
We'll certainly follow that story and see where that goes, both the allegations against Lynn and the allegations he's leveled. See if there's any truth there. Carrie Klein for Valley Public Radio following that story. Carrie, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.